Hello there. Here we go. Audio boo. Now it's audio boom. It changed.
Is it? That?
Yeah.
Oh, it's been a while.
Look at that interface. Is all different.
Yeah, it looks very different. Anyway.
But since one of the people who ran audio boom, thought I was a cool guy, they gave me more time on here, and I've abused my privilege by recording things about movies.
Anyways.
So anyway, my name is Tristan.
This is Aya.
Yeah. We are married, as people who don't know us might not know. And we live in Japan. So there you go. Anyway, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
Huh?
No. Today, we're here to talk about what we just watched today, which is...
We watched Avengers, The Age of Ultron.
Yeah. More like... Age of...
Don't be rude.
Age of... I wish it was better. Alright, so... We've seen the original, all of them, actually, right?
Yes.
Like, you were not really a movie... you like movies, but rather, you weren't a superhero movie person.
No.
Until you met me.
I had no idea. Like, when you first introduced me to Iron Man, I honestly thought that's like a Tin Man from... what's the name of that thing?
From the Wizard of
Oz. The Wizard of Oz, yes. That's how poor my knowledge of any superhero was. I knew Superman.
Mm.
I didn't know difference between DC and Marvel.
Mm. Well, the biggest difference between DC and Marvel is that Marvel's good. So.
Oh, wait.
Suck at DC fans.
How about Arrow? Which one?
Oh, damn it. Arrow's great.
Yeah. I like Arrow.
No, I shouldn't be so harsh. DC's alright. It's just a very different tone than Marvel.
Yeah.
Marvel tends to be a little sillier. DC runs itself pretty serious, I think.
Yeah, but anyways.
But we're not here to talk about that.
Avengers.
The Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
That movie was not good.
Well, you really... gave the conclusion at the beginning.
Anyway, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
No. Well, just give reasons.
Okay. Well, so for people, this is going to be spoilerific, by the way. So if you don't want to hear the spoilers, then you should skip forward 15 minutes. Go.
Really?
Just, yeah. If you haven't been keeping up, or if you have been keeping up, there's going to be spoilers for this, but... It's phase 2 of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, or the MCU. We've gone through, Captain America 1 and 2, Thor 1 and 2, Iron Man 1, 2, and 3. What else? Avengers 1 and 2, Guardians of the Galaxy. Anything else? I feel like I'm missing stuff. I know I'm missing stuff.
Don't know.
Anyway. But, our heroes have...
Kimchi cheese fried rice?
That sounds pretty good.
Or do you want soba instead?
Ah, what do you think?
Like, rice is cooked
okay,
already.
Okay, we're going to talk about dinner and we'll be right back, so don't go away.
I'm sorry.
And we're back. Dinner is solved. So our heroes have met up again. We've got Iron Man, the Tin Man, you've got the Hulk, you've got Captain America.
Yeah.
And you've got the other guy. Who is it? Thor.
Thor.
I should know this.
Yeah.
And you've got Hawkeye and you've got Black Widow. And a few other villains come heroes join the fray.
Mm-hmm.
And Ultron's your villain. So basically, the story changed quite a bit from the comics, which I haven't minded at all up to now. Like, any time, these movies have taken great liberties with the source material, which didn't bother me because they did it in a really good way.
Mm.
And this one kind of... It's funny that Ultron is coming out this year, the same year as Ant-Man, because in my memory, I thought that Ant-Man or somebody related to the Ant-Man project helped create Ultron, or I could be thinking of the Ultimates, I don't remember. Do you know what I'm talking about? Not really, no.
He's told me a bit... But anyways, what Tristan didn't like...
The whole thing.
...in the movie...
Go ahead.
Well, I don't know. Okay, let me think of a positive side of the movie. I appreciated the beauty of some casts. such as like Chris Evans, who is as handsome as ever.
Okay.
Well, I personally like Thor.
Uh-huh. Chris Hemsworth is pretty great.
And, well, Scarlett Johansson was beautiful, like always. And I like Mark Ruffalo in 13 Going on 30. He looks quite different now, but he's got his charm.
I think he's probably the best Hulk they've had.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I agree.
It's a crime he doesn't have his own movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. That whole movie depresses me because it's such a waste.
The writing was also good.
Yeah, the writing was no good. The pacing was all over the place. The special effects were good, but sometimes downright lazy.
It's weird considering the credit still says Joss Whedon for writing.
Yeah, but you barely can see him anywhere in that movie.
No. It wasn't really him.
There's a couple lines that feel like him, and everything else is really action movie cliche. It's really unfortunate because he's the thing that I think that those movies need. As we've said, like, group stuff is what he excels at, like group conversation, group dynamic, like people realistically talking to each other. It's just, yeah, such a shame. Feels like a really wasted opportunity. I was speaking with somebody online about it, our friend John, who was saying that it used to be an hour. Ooh, peaches. It used to be an hour longer. But I can't imagine it being an hour longer.
I couldn't sit on my seat anymore because my body started aching.
Yeah. No, by the time we got to that, spoilers, by the time we got to that floating city sequence, I was like ready to check out.
Don't hear it if you are
going to watch it. Like, by the time you get to that final sequence, I was like, yep, I'm done. Like, I'm not interested anymore. That's kind of like, it's funny how I'm turning on that movie more and more as time passes. It was the same with Into Darkness. I was like, the more...
I was like, what was Into Darkness?
Star Trek.
Yeah. Now I remember, but like, I was like...
The farther I get from watching it, the more I dislike it.
Yeah.
Once you get over the spectacle, it's just like, that was kind of crap.
The crisis has to be something that you can kind of relate to.
Yeah, exactly.
It was really, I don't know, out of range.
Like, I couldn't even, like, by the time they get to that final crisis, I didn't even know what was happening. Like, wait, they want to get to a drill? Wait, why do they want to get to... What's the drill? Why is she protecting the drill? What's the drill? Wait, there's a drill? Wait, so what does Ultron want to do? He wants to make people extinct? No, he wants to make the Avengers extinct. Wait, he wants a meteor? Wait, what does he want to do again? No, okay, now he wants skin. Why does he want skin? I thought he hated humans. Oh, he wants to evolve. Wait, he wants humans to evolve? No, now he wants to kill the Avengers again. It was just, like, so wild and all over the place. And Ultron's a cool villain that they just totally wasted.
Yeah. It's a shame.
It really is. Other heroes make appearances. Should we just say them here? Spoilers, again, spoiler warning. Vision was really cool. I did not know he was in the movie. I actually avoided all trailers. All information about this movie. Like, only what I saw on Twitter, like the Hulkbuster, was spoiled for me. Which is one of my favorite suits of Stark armor. But, I didn't know almost anything else going into it. Which I wasn't... And you know what sucks about that? Is, like, I only saw one shot of Mad Max before we went to see it. It was the storm. And which has just been all over the trailers. Because, like, somebody said, this trailer is awesome, and I was like, really? Oh, by the way, apparently there's a Mario Kart Mad Max Fury Road mashup that we have to go watch. That is pretty fantastic. But, yeah, like, I was hoping for more surprises.
Yeah.
Having not seen a single trailer, I was like, I bet this is going to be all sorts of really cool things I would never expect. instead it's like, and why did Ultron go back to the same secret base like 15 times? We don't know where to find him. He's in the wind. We're going to have to use all our resources to find him. It's like he goes back to the castle every time. Why did Thor go to the secret underground well?
He spawns there.
If the water spirits trust me, I can have a dream. Why do you need to go to the dream again? Like, wait, is she giving you nightmares, or she's exposing your fears, or what is she, the mind control? Wait, why is the crazy guy from the last movie in it only for, like, 30 seconds? If he was in it, why couldn't they get Natalie Portman?
Yeah.
Since she's the best, almost the best part of the Thor movies? Mm-hmm. I'm speechless, because it should have been good. It should have been really good. It was, like, so full of things it didn't need. And I almost think, like, well, it was trying to jam in so much. But so much of it was unnecessary.
They didn't set it up.
No.
I think the first scene.
Yeah.
Like, oh, like, getting the, what was it called? The thing Loki had. That one came.
Pardon my French, but who gives a shit?
Excuse you, but yeah, like I
like no one cares, right? Really,
if they cut it,
yeah,
then like maybe like are we still searching for it, or like we got an intel,
yeah,
that this will be used for something, yeah, but we don't know yet, or something like,
right,
like just building up the tension,
yeah,
would have been better than just, oh, now we have to look for it again,
right? Wait, who did they get it from at the beginning? Was it, is the Germans?
No,
Hydra? I can't remember.
It's a...
Von Baruka?
It's a...
Von Straugen? What was his name?
I don't remember. It's...
He was somebody from the comics, I remember.
It's a fake country in Europe.
But they sounded like the Germans. I think that
no,
was
it's the... more Russian-sounding.
Oh, that's right. There were Russian signs, weren't there? But then whenever they landed, everybody always said, "My son, please help my son." Like, everybody in this tiny little... Eastern European country knows really good English.
Well, no, because otherwise they won't understand Iron Man or anybody saying, like, move out.
Okay.
Or evacuate. Like little kids will be like, what does evacuate mean?
Right. That was a huge thing. Okay, two things about the intro sequence.
I'm sorry, can I
interrupt? Go ahead.
If it was Jackie Chan movie,
yeah,
he would just maybe try to speak English,
yeah,
but he would gesture more.
Right.
And it'll be... more interesting. It could have been a better writing if,
yeah,
they just drew like something awful is happening, so
right,
just get out,
right,
or something. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
sorry. Oh,
I'm so sorry.
Two things about the intro sequence. One, I almost felt at the beginning, and you confirmed this with me earlier,
mm,
you felt the same,
mm,
is that intro we knew something was bad was happening. Like, you could sense at the beginning, like, oh, this isn't...
It was a bit lazy.
Is it starting like this, really? And the second thing was, why Tony Stark is a brilliant genius scientist with all this money, billionaire, trillionaire, but he can't make a robot that can speak in the language, the local language?
Yeah.
And two, three...
Even Buzz Lightyear can speak Spanish.
That's right. That's right. And number three, those Iron Legion soldiers, right? Like,
yeah,
his personal... guard.
Yeah.
Somebody throws a fruit at it and it starts steaming. Remember that? Like,
I'm
somebody.
Sorry, I totally forgot what.
Like, those things are like flying around shooting missiles and like smashing through mountains. And then someone's like, hey, get out of here. We don't want America to interfere. And somebody throws like a fruit or something and it hits the robot and the robot starts like sparking and steaming.
Oh, right.
Like, wait a minute. The fruit is enough to put one of these things down? What the F? Hey, hey, Avengers Age of Ultron, I got a question. Why are you so bad?
What?
Why are you so bad? And not like the Michael Jackson, like, I'm bad, Shaman. No. Like, low quality bad.
He respects you too. Michael.
I wonder, because Joss Whedon says he's exhausted. He's like, I think another Avengers movie may kill me.
Yeah.
And it's like, I think another Avengers movie may kill us, too.
Yeah.
I don't think he should be making them, because it doesn't feel like his heart is in it. That one didn't feel like his movie at all. The first one was like, he had so much to prove, and people were like, oh, he's this TV guy, but he made Firefly, so let's see. And it was awesome. And now he doesn't have anything to prove anymore, and that was like, lazy. It felt like he did the first pass on the script, and then like 10 people came by and said, no, this is too snarky. This is too, like, it's too self-aware. Let's make it like a bad 80s action movie. Let's make them say things like, is that all you've got? You had to ask. I know I've quoted that a million times today, but it makes me so angry.
It was like written by a ghostwriter.
Not the Ghost Rider.
No, not Nicolas Cage.
Okay.
No.
Like, I'll drag you to hell. No, not that Ghost Rider. Then now there's a quality film. Ghost Rider. Chains of Justice.
No.
Or something.
No.
Who gives a crap? Anyway.
Yeah.
Avengers, why are you so bad?
Actors did the best in all they got. It's not the actor's fault.
No. I think it was really nice to see Hawkeye and Black Widow get more story since they haven't gotten any movies of their own.
Yeah.
But yeah, overall, just... If the next one's gonna be like that, I'm gonna check out. And I wondered if I wondered aloud earlier. We talked about how much we love. I don't know if we've done a boom about it, but we really liked Guardians of the Galaxy. And I feel like it kind of took the Avengers lunch money a little bit. Like, it's like we can do the superhero group thing. We can do an origin story and a full movie. Plus, set up another movie, and it's super funny, and it's really fun, and it's also extremely touching, and very dark in some places.
It felt like a movie that came out only to keep people thinking about superheroes.
That's a really good point.
And sell more goods.
Yeah.
Rather than, I don't know, just... The heart wasn't really in it.
Right, totally. It's really sterile feeling. And actually, yeah, like, I'm not... It almost put me off the Phase 3.
Yeah.
Like, I know they're going to be good. The solo films are always way better, I think. Like, I loved Avengers 1, but I think that, like, Thor is a lot better than Avengers.
Yeah, I think so.
Captain America 2 is really good. But, like, I am way more excited for Guardians 2 now.
Yeah, like, I don't know, but it could be all about proving.
Yeah.
Like, nobody gave a
That's true, when Guardians came out, yeah.
And they wanted to prove that they were good.
Right. And they
or
sure
like
did.
Thor, or, I don't know, whenever a new thing came out, they wanted to prove that they were good. But... I don't know, maybe... it's hard.
I mean, if you put Iron Man next to Rocket Raccoon, I don't think there's any contest there. One of them is obviously superior, and it's the tiny hybrid rodent alien man. Oh man, I really want to see Guardians 2. Anyway...
Watch the first Guardian again.
Yeah, we really should do that.
We have
super good.
The Blu-ray.
I know. Well, we're down to our last 40 seconds. I don't know. I think we're done talking about Avengers, aren't we?
Yes.
It doesn't warrant any further discussion.
Let's hope that next one will be written much better.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
I kind of want to do one of these on Mad Max. I think we should.
Okay.
Because... That.
Who's that you love?
That's an example of a good movie. Anyhow, signing off, I guess.
Thank you for listening.
Right.
If there was anyone.
Hope you have a good day and all that stuff. Good night.
Good night.